The revelation that North Korea has a secret nuclear weapons program has caused concern around the world, and especially among its neighbors. In Beijing today, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly met with Chinese officials to discuss the situation. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
It was during James Kelly's visit to Pyongyang 2 weeks ago that the North Koreans admitted they have nuclear weapons. Kelly's now back in Northeast Asia in a flurry of diplomatic activity to deal with the fallout of that admission. He was tight-lipped in Beijing today before heading to Seoul tomorrow and then on to Tokyo. It's unclear whether he'll travel again to Pyongyang. China is one of North Korea's only remaining allies and has in the past referred to its relationship with its hardline Stalinist neighbor as being as close as lips and teeth. But at a news briefing yesterday, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Jiang Qiyue seemed as baffled as anybody by the North Korean admission.
We have read news reports about the issue, but we don't really know much about the details. The Chinese government believes the nuclear issue in North Korea should be resolved peacefully through dialogue and consultations.
In recent years, China has tried to gently coax North Korea out of its Stalinist cocoon. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has visited China several times to view the country's economic reform policies in action. Observers frequently hold up China as a model of how North Korea could open up economically. But David Zweig of the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology says the Chinese leaders must be increasingly frustrated with Kim Jong-il.
They're probably annoyed, actually. I think North Korea is just a huge problem for China. And this is just one more example of the kinds of problems that North Korea creates for China. You know, China really wants North Korea to move forward peacefully towards reform, to be stable. They don't want nuclear confrontations on their border. They don't want the Americans getting too active in this region. And they, in fact, themselves have been very, very active in trying to bring about peace on the Korean Peninsula. So this really is a thorn of a real problem for them.
Analysts are divided on the implications of Pyongyang's recent revelations about its nuclear program. Some say it shows the North Korean government's willingness to come clean and engage in dialogue with the U.S. and its allies in Asia. Others say exactly the opposite, that Pyongyang is once again poking its finger in Washington's eye. Whichever it is, it's causing fear and instability in the region, and that's the last thing China wants. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.